You're listening to SBS News.
1307, prohibiting crowding, obstructing, or incommoding. You must leave the White House sidewalk now by using one of the available exits to your left, right, or front. All remaining will be arrested. This is your first warning.
You should be ashamed.
Wait. You can let people storm the White House? Are you kidding me right now? Are you
holding signs reading Protect Native Lands and some in traditional dress, a lively group of protesters were calling for more action on climate change and responding to Joe Biden's written statement.
If we're going to have Indigenous Peoples Day, we have to honour the people that were given that day too. You know, and that comes with responsibility and accountability for what's happening to our people and our tribal lands, you know, toxifying our earth, because again, we were the original caretakers of this land. And we need our voices to be heard in how to take care of it.
Joe Biden's statement said American Indians, Alaska Natives and Native Hawaiians have built vibrant and diverse cultures, safeguarding land, language, spirit, knowledge and tradition across the generations. And while October the 11th is still officially a federal holiday for Columbus Day in the US, Mr. Biden's statement acknowledged what he described as the painful history of wrongs and atrocities that many European explorers inflicted on tribal nations and Indigenous communities. He also said it's a measure of America's greatness as a nation that they do not seek to bury these shameful episodes of their past, that they're faced honestly, brought to light, and that Americans will do all they can to address them. Mr. Biden also issued a separate Columbus Day statement on the same day, praising the role of Italian Americans in US society, at times referencing violence and harm Columbus and other explorers of the age brought about on the Americas. Mr. Biden's comments today are a stark contrast to his predecessor, Donald Trump, who rallied against radical activists who he claimed were trying to sully Christopher Columbus's legacy. But a protester outside the White House today drew parallels between the two opposing presidents.
You need to be held accountable. You made promises to the Indigenous communities across this land that you were going to uphold. But you haven't upheld those promises. You've been speaking with a forked tongue, just like that one that was before you.
The legacy of Christopher Columbus, the Italian explorer credited by many European historians for discovering the New World in the Americas in 1492, has been debated by academics and activists for decades. His opponents cite atrocities brought against Indigenous people and the emergence of the transatlantic slave trade. Officials across the US, from governors to school board leaders, have taken a stance, declaring the second Monday of October as Indigenous Peoples Day. Oregon, Boston and Philadelphia were among those adding official observances this year. In some places, the day has replaced Columbus Day. While some Americans have advocated and embraced the change, others have taken issue with recasting Columbus Day, which they see as a commemoration of the country's spirit of exploration and a day honouring Italian Americans. At the Columbus Day Parade in New York City, people were asked about their views on the day.
People are complaining how Columbus, the people came here and killed all the Indian people here. So that's happened about 500 years ago, so I don't really care about that.
Indigenous people need to be honored. Italian Americans need to be honored. I don't have a problem with everybody being honored at one point of the year.
I feel that every human in this earth should be treated fairly. Everybody should be fairly treated. We all have our own backgrounds. We all have our own beliefs. We live in one universe. We should get along and honor everybody and respect.
The colonial origins of Columbus Day continue to fracture America today, hundreds of years after the man himself set foot on the land. Whether President Biden follows the lead of some states and replaces the day with Indigenous Peoples Day is still to be seen. Diana Damjanovic, SBS News.